This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm going past me the binoculars, Yeah. Come on, let me see. Yes. I need them. Yeah. And of course, Shannon Sossamon is hogging the binoculars. And Peter Weller is also hogging the telescope.
Peter Weller.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a kaleidoscope, actually, when I finally got it out of him. So I was like, no wonder he thinks he's seeing so many unique birds. But we're bird watching. And Shannon's going, it's a yellow-belly sapsucker. Yeah. And I'm going, I can hear it. It's a warbler. So give me the binoculars and we'll really find out what it is.
Yeah.
And finally, I trick her because I have part of a corona in my backpack. And I am able to waft the corona beneath her nose in such a way that she just drops the binoculars and gloms onto that.
Yeah.
So then she's chomped onto the corona. I've got the binocs, which are around her neck, and so I'm trying to be gentle so that she doesn't feel that I'm putting them on.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them on, and what do you think I saw? What do you think I saw, Hayes?
The same bird?
When I looked. Yeah, the bird.
Yeah.
It was Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bird.
So this is
she just climbed a tree.
I know. So this is so that like
days this
ahead.
Town.
It's always when I'm going out to look at these birds. Days ahead, I'll see Elle.
Uh-huh.
And she'll kind of know. She's like, "Oh, are you going out this weekend?"
Yeah, you're going
and I'm like, "Yeah, like you want to come or whatever?" And she's like, "No, like I'm busy and all
I'm
that.
Busy. I probably will stay. I won't have time to be out there."
Yeah, but then she's always.
She wants
I think
you
kind
to
of like trailing
her.
Us,
mm-hmm.
And then she goes and like sits in the tree,
and the bird calls
to be the bird,
and the sounds
does the calls.
Yeah. She can do all of it.
Yeah,
she can do tweet tweet tweet.
Yeah, she truly is. She is the neon demon.
Well,
she is in real life.
No, and that's what I've learned the hard way.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping
kicking
Names.
Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the red carpet, line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What
we
up, talk and
up?
Talk about who do we want to talk to,
who who's
do we want
gonna to be
see
here, and who are we going to see, who are we going to talk to.
Who do we want to hear their stories and talk about the work.
And who can share, and who's about the work. Because if you make it about the work, it'll be about the work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it about the bullshit, it'll be about the bullshit.
And who do we say, Ryan?
And Ryan, who
remember
do we,
who we said?
And who do we say out loud in front of you? And
do you remember? Remember who we said?
Uh-huh.
No.
Ryan,
even it just think
even
about,
if you even if you
even
don't,
if you don't it's like
remember
someone here.
You just say the name,
just say
of,
the name
the
of the person who's here.
No.
Sure.
Okay,
Ryan,
so Ryan,
surely you know the
guest
name.
Ryan, you must know the name of the guest.
Surely.
It's got to at least be on it's got to at least be on the calendar or something, right?
No. Jen Statsky.
Hey, and we do always say that Jen Statsky is about the work. Say hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Kind of had like a something in my throat.
A little vocal fry.
A little
oh, my God.
A little vocal fry.
A little
fry.
Tough is the first thing on mic, but that's, you know, we made you wait. And there was time for that to sort of generate.
I think Ryan sort of, there was some tension there, and that was what was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's out. And now
the physical embodiment of Ryan.
Of Ryan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I have something caught in the back of my throat, that's sort of, that's engineer Ryan to me.
And when we talk about Jen, you did our other show a while ago.
You remember our show, Jeff? You remember?
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's all the reality show now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Society
We're
is a reality
living
show.
In it. We're living
Society
in
is
it.
A reality show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you think about it, that is true.
Show never ended in a way.
We all think, I mean, and we all live in one house.
That's exactly right. The world.
We're all trying to marry the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about what this is, society has become a reality show.
Well, yeah.
We go on these dates.
And here I am playing my role. This yes. season, I'm the bitch.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say it, but that's what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this season, I've sort of carved out, you know, a way to get screen time, and that way is, I'm the bitch.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate it, but at the same time, I'm addicted to the attention that I get for it.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, some of these girls need a little backhand every now and then from the bitch in the house, and that's me.
But I don't see you winning is the problem.
Yes, well, and that's true. There's not really an end game yeah. for me. And I don't have much to do after this show.
No.
And meaning this recording of this
yeah,
podcast.
Right. Today,
that's going to pretty much be yeah. it. I'm hoping that there's sort of a Bachelor in Paradise, yeah. Real World Road Rules Challenge kind of thing coming up where they
maybe
collect.
Maybe Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Itch.
Yeah. The sort of splashy cast members and kind of put them into the.
Right.
But even then, you're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
You're just there for sound bites.
But when we think about Jen, we think about Jimmy. And that's who, you know, Jimmy's in New York. It's always like, oh, like what if you're in town? Mm-hmm. Well, you could do the show, blah, blah, blah. He's like always so busy.
He's slammed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's like absolutely slammed.
But you write for a Jimmy Fallon show.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote for it. I haven't actually written there. And
see, I have heard this that he okay. has sort of taken the reins,
mm-hmm.
and so everyone else is just kind of showing up and
that
just like watching
so
him work.
Much of Jimmy on screen, yes. That
and it
even
used
the
to
writers
be
don't
that you guys
credit.
Would do the writing, but now it's mostly Jimmy who is just kind of.
You're an audience,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, I am an audience in the sense that I haven't. Been employed by him in like half a decade.
Mm. Your friend more. Yeah. It doesn't feel like being employed because yeah. you're
doesn't
just
feel
friends
like you're
now.
Working. It feels like, oh, is this my job? I feel like I'm just hanging out with my friend and I'm his audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. then in like yeah. a real sense, also yeah. not getting a paycheck because I don't work there anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would do it for free.
Yeah.
And I always say that about this show. Hey, I'd do it for nothing. You know, and that's the best. If you can find a job like that, you'll never work again in your life. And as you've been saying, you're not working.
I mean, I guess I'm still part of the family. But I if he's in town, I'll definitely tell him to come by.
Dude, so nice, dude. Yes, yes.
That would be huge.
Are there like big pressing questions you have for him, or you just kind of want to?
Well, we can maybe get a lot of it from you because this is what we sort of want.
Yeah.
The day to day at the Fallon show.
Mm-hmm.
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 Walk me through.
You wake up.
You wake up. What time is it? 4 a.m.
It's different every day. Yeah. One day might be 4 a.m.
Yeah,
one day you might just not wake up.
One day you are
you
maybe
skip
sick.
It.
And
yeah. skip
where
it.
Is this? You wake up.
You're
where,
maybe sick.
Where is this? Dumbo.
Dumbo usually mm-hmm. like near the bridge.
Near the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. near the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But you might wake up top of the rock.
Okay.
That's New York.
Sometimes you yeah. find yourself waking up at the top of the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's so crazy about New York.
Yeah.
Is that you might be on top of the rock, but you might be in Dumbo right near the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you gotta jump on your city bike.
Physically, you might be top of the rock, but mentally, you might be under the bridge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And is there, like, a workout regimen before you go to work? I know that Jimmy, you know, likes everyone to kind of keep it tight.
Yes, please. Keep it tight. It actually says that when you walk in
yeah.
the office. It
mm-hmm.
says, keep it tight.
Okay.
And that's jokes, but it's also body.
Keep the jokes tight.
Keep mm-hmm. the jokes
keep the
tight.
Thank yous
keep the
tight.
Tight.
Tight bods, yes. right, tight jokes, yeah.
And so what is there handball courts there in Dumbo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd usually start up on the handball court
mm-hmm.
10, 20 minutes
yeah.
just by myself.
I've seen – so I used to race walk by there sometimes and I would see you – so they do like – you would do the equivalent of – those guys playing chess in the park who are playing a bunch of different games at once.
Right. People just cycling through.
With handball.
Yes, yes.
Just running between the games.
Yes, people just coming through, and there would sometimes a line would form depending on the time of day.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of holding court.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
But I am. Yeah. I'm holding the court. Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way to say it.
You know, I was sometimes involved in something like that, and people would accuse me of ruining the games. Mm-hmm. That they would sort of feel like I was just running into the middle of a functioning game
and
just
you would
sort of catching the ball.
Catch the ball, yeah.
Which is a move that I guess a lot of people can't do because it's so effective in handball to just catch it. I mean, then you have full control. And And so I didn't get the audience necessarily that you did. And I don't know what it is if you just have that thing, that spark that makes people want to watch rather than want to chase or punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was disruptive when you did it.
Yes, yes.
Because it would end the game.
I remember you being mad.
Because he's so good at juking. People would try to come after him and you would juke them out.
Oh, yeah. I'd juke them straight out of their sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that when you would do that and grab the ball and when you would run away, you would run like for miles just to make sure you were.
Yeah. Or right into the ocean because the water is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he's like been spinning around so much while he's juking people out that sometimes he will get dizzy and run right into the ocean.
Yeah, sometimes that goes Operation Splashdown.
If he's facing the road, then you would run for miles with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, too, I'll just grab onto the bumper of like a passing like meat truck or whatever, and then I just lean back on those Heelys.
Right. You always wore Heelys. That was
bye-bye, haters.
That
and then I hit
your,
a red light, and then freaking ka-clonk.
Kind of a checkmate sitch when you have Heelys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I could talk about those handball courts all day. I could talk about the time I ran into the ocean and freaking was spinning around so much that I created a big whirlpool, sucked up a whole boat. You know what I mean?
Oh, my. A whole boat?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. And then now I got more people mad at me. The captain. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. Remember that? But when you're done working out and you're feeling fit and you're feeling sweaty.
Yeah.
Now it's time to finally go have your morning meeting with Jimmy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shower.
No shower.
Right in there.
Jimmy wants to feel the city. He wants to smell the city. Yep. He doesn't want you cleaned off. He wants the friggin' real raw, you know, New York stuffed in his nose.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So probably what are we doing? We're reading a newspaper?
Something I wonder when you walk in the room, Jimmy, first to get there, last to leave every day?
Every day.
First to arrive, last to leave?
Mm. Every day. You could try to get there before him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Always there.
Wow.
Last to leave.
And he's reading the newspaper?
Yeah, he's when you walk in, he has just a stack of newspapers.
Every newspaper.
And he's just riffing, right? And he just goes like, here's a headline.
Yeah.
Boom. And then he comes up with like four games you could play off that headline.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, Trump's new tax plan to go through. Hey, got your nose. And then he's just doing that shit. And he's able to just come up with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's again, and like the fitness thing, it is like it's like a muscle that he has just worked so much that it's like it's instant for him in a way that it's hard to work there because you're in awe. You're just like, oh, my God.
Every once in a while you remember like, oh, wait, I think I'm supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right?
Because
exactly.
You're just witnessing. Yeah.
It's like, oh, reality check. I'm here. I'm doing this. I'm in 30 Rock. I'm sweaty from my handball game this morning. I'm listening to Jimmy Fallon riff off of just anything.
Yeah.
USA Today. He's got something.
Even forget USA it. Today.
USA Today. He actually, USA Today kind of was, that was kind of our gold standard. If we felt like there wasn't a lot happening that morning, it was like,
well, we haven't gotten to USA Today.
We haven't gotten to USA Today.
He'll go, he'll do this. He'll go, Justice League disappoints at the box office. Hey, does it look like my thumb's coming off? It's both hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's able to just instantly generate that stuff. And I wrote for a show that Adam Pally was on. So I, on a level I do have the same thing where I'm going.
You get it.
I'm going, oh, wait a minute. I think I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Like, they're actually paying me to be here. I shouldn't just necessarily be watching this guy.
Right. But it's hard not to feel like you're just the audience because you're like, what an amazing show. What an amazing show I'm at.
I forget that the TV screen's not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd sometimes bump into him or step on his shoes, you know, which he's like really into his shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that like a problem?
It was an issue. Yeah. Well, the show's not on anymore. So. You know what happened there.
Right.
He was too mad.
This is, I mean, I feel like I'm hearing you guys talk about Thomas Hayden Church on divorce. That was my my saying.
Yes, I was wondering if you were going to bring up Tommy.
I didn't want to ask, but I, this morning driving over, I was like, is he gonna talk about Tommy? Won't do it on the show.
Yeah, that's one kind of THC that I'm not sure it should be legal.
Well, we... It's funny, when you watch the show... What you see on the show is never like the best stuff that he was doing.
Yeah.
Because we wanted that for ourselves. You know what I mean? Selfishly.
Sure.
That you'd go in the edit that and was cut just out for, all the best
that
stuff
was,
he did.
That was just for us. Yeah.
Would that happen on Fallon at all? That you would cut out all his best stuff?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of like amazing, incisive political, just amazing points.
Yeah.
Cutting room floor. Whoa. Never aired.
Says, yeah, just
never
for
aired.
Yeah.
Strong takes, strong opinions on political stuff, what's happening.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Because you were protecting him.
Yeah. I felt like as a writer, in a way, you're more security.
Yeah.
You're protecting him. You're protecting the image. You're protecting the brand.
I always felt like I was really working for the Secret Service more than having a comedy job where I was there to sort of jump in front of a bullet for Pally. Like if he would have like just an insane hot take, you know?
Exactly. And the code names like, you know, Shit Brains.
Mm-hmm.
That's very Secret Service.
Yeah. Shit Brains. Yeah. Fucking... Powder King,
anything, you know? Yeah.
So,
what was in the morning meal? What was in the breakfast buffet?
Oh my god! The breakfast buffet. It was a lot of like mixed nuts.
Oh, breakfast nuts.
Yeah, breakfast nuts.
In like a big chafing dish of nuts?
Just kind of a big bowl and you just kind of fish around.
Yeah.
Name some of the nuts.
The tongs, but, that's the thing. The tongs only get one nut. Sometimes like two.
So it was like, don't do it. When a new guy would come in and use the tongs, that was kind of like, using the tongs.
Yeah.
Use your hands.
So talk to me. It's a cashew nut?
Yeah, it's a cashew nut.
It's a pistachio?
Because Jimmy's a big... He's a big walnut guy, so you wouldn't take the
don't
walnuts.
Don't touch,
don't touch daddy's walnuts. Mm-hmm. Was kind of
and that kind of makes me think like, is that where the comedy juice lives? Mm-hmm. Should I be eating more walnuts? Yeah, Adam, I never saw eat. Wasn't hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Lawn shooting days, no food. Wow.
Up all night, tons of energy, but no food. So, I don't know what it was, but that's genius, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just meet somebody who has that motor.
Everyone has a different path, a different system. For Jimmy,
a different thing that drives them.
It was hundreds of walnuts, hundreds of walnuts.
Hundreds upon hundreds of walnuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Which frees you up. Then pistachio, that's all yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
In a bowl.
Brazil nut, that's yours.
In a bowl or loose on a plate or like in a glass?
They were all in kind of like a giant bowl.
A big bowl.
A huge bowl.
Yeah.
Huge bowl, and then you would kind of just fish around with your bare hands whatever you wanted.
Oh, I meant Jimmy's personal.
Oh, Jimmy's.
Jimmy's personal nuts.
Jimmy's personal nuts, he would have in kind of like a yogurt parfait cup.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hayes, I'm working on something, and you're so good at these, but...
Thank you.
So we're sort of in competition with Comedy Bang Bang, which is a podcast that used to be more popular than us. Now I think we're a little bit more popular, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of wordplay
things.
It's
like, what day is it?
You know? They do a lot of wordplay things. And I'm realizing that macadamia and academia yeah. rhyme.
I saw you think
word
of that.
Play thing we can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially, and I'm not really good at them. I can sometimes identify the area, but like I'm not able to come
rhyme.
Up
you
with
You can
it.
Identify the rhyme.
I found a rhyme, but I don't know what to do with
right.
it.
You right.
know what I mean? I'm just freaking, you know, it's like a dog with a deck of cards. It's like, what? Like,
well, you
sure,
know, Scott,
I know what the
Scott
day
buys. Scott now is so out of ideas, he is purchasing.
For word jokes?
Yes.
Okay, because he's able to do these, well, seemingly on the show, do these word jokes.
No, you fax him in.
Okay, so I should just fax in that rhyme.
Yeah,
and we
but
should
you,
move off the
but,
topic
but,
entirely.
But I will say you have to check and make sure, because what will happen is you'll fax it in, and then he will use it without ever mentioning to you that he... That he took yeah. the rhyme.
So you have to listen.
So then you
so
say, hey,
you
notice that you use the rhyme. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I think I thought of that myself. And then you have to, like, go down the road of, like, keep a copy on your end.
Mm.
Mail it to yourself. Because, like, he's not going to, like, admit that it was your idea at first.
Okay.
But then right. eventually he will give up.
Yeah, it's a process, right? Mm-hmm.
He gets lazy and he gives up.
I have that kind of time. So I have noticed, obviously, I'm a fan of your tweets and I'm following your tweets. And a lot of times you will talk about working at Jimmy Fallon
yeah.
and say that it is the good place to work.
Yeah. 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 I will. To me, it's heaven.
Mm-hmm.
To me, yeah. it is like it's heaven.
That is the good place.
That's the good place. I can't imagine anything better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was wondering this too, because a lot of people seem to love working at Fallon because they are all saying, hey, the good place.
Yeah.
Well, it's confusing to me that
the critics have come around.
All these other people.
I feel like
yes.
critics were,
critics
talk-
really
they were
come
not
around.
Talking about Fallon for so long.
Yes.
And he
but
was sort of under
like-
the radar. He was just mine.
Right, right, right.
But now these year-end lists, everybody's going like, hey, man,
the good place.
Place
is doing the most innovative stuff.
It was cool because I felt like I kind of used it in a tweet and then it kind of caught on that everyone started calling it the good place.
That's dope. That's
and I don't mean to like take credit for that, but that was something that I felt I kind of started.
So dope, so tight, so quick.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So... but I sort of skipped some steps there. Like, let's talk about. So he's eating all
he's
the
eating
walnuts.
Breakfast.
He's friggin' doing the newspaper and he's reading whatever the headline is. And he's going, Trump, you know, invades Korea. And then he goes like, check out the friggin' cup and ball. And he's throwing
right.
the ball into the
right.
cup on a string.
It's amazing because it's like when you think he's going to, you know, he zigs,
mm-hmm.
he farts, you know?
Yeah, you think he's going to zig,
yeah.
but then he's freaking got like a skip it or something
exactly.
on his ankle and
exactly.
he starts jumping over it.
It's like, want to feel old? Remember this?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Want to feel old? Right.
Classic.
And so he's farting a lot?
Yeah. But again, that's like you were saying with Thomas, that's like we save that for us, which I do feel bad about. I feel like selfish, but... You kind of want it for yourself.
You're cutting those out of the show.
You're cutting them out of the show. You're cutting hundreds of them out of the show.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're still in the room.
Still in the room, stack of newspapers,
yes.
bunch of walnuts, and you're just kind of, you kind of just let him lead.
Yeah.
It's like an orchestra conductor.
Okay.
And you're letting him lead, you're following his lead, you're listening to him read. Cover to cover the entire
right.
newspaper.
Every
no,
single
no,
one.
Advertisements, classifieds, everything.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because you don't know where the joke is.
Correct me if this is just what I've heard, that often in the morning, you'll be working for like an hour or two, and then Jimmy will just be like, you know what? Let's get out in like the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's big on like we live in the biggest adult playground in the world, New York City. And so he's like, why are we comedy is fun. Comedy is play. Why are we inside? Why am I at a desk?
Well, and these comedy writers, it's like everybody's writing the same shit. And it's all these shows about being a comedian or being a comedy writer. And it's like, hey, go to the fucking zoo, man.
Yes.
Like. Jimmy's like, hey, let's get our ass down to the Bronx fucking zoo, you know?
Exactly.
Because like you said, when you're reading the newspaper, you don't know where the joke is.
Exactly.
Half these shows I watch on TV, I don't know where the joke is. I don't know where the joke is.
Right.
I can't figure out what makes it a comedy.
Right.
You know, with half this shit I watch.
So it's a lot of let's get out, let's do something.
I would see you guys going down in the subway with you guys have that one rope that's like tied.
Yeah,
to
we
each
all
of you.
One hand on the rope so you don't lose anybody.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it would be like, let's do it. Let's get on the Staten Island Ferry. Let's go. Let's take a trip. And sometimes you go. Nothing. There's no joke there. And you just turn back
around.
You
go to Ellis Island or whatever.
You go to Ellis
Island.
You're
like, I'm bummed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad that this happened.
The weather sucks.
It's very bad.
Statue's too big.
Yeah.
Like that lady, like the only thing, because I did at one point go, oh, I feel bad for this lady. She's huge.
Yeah.
How's she going to use a toilet?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, what's she going to do? Yeah. But then I realized, I guess she's right near the water. Just sit in the ocean and do it.
Right. The body image thing is hard.
Well,
speaking as a woman.
Well, she wears this really loose fitting robe, and you know that she's self-conscious. She can't wear anything tight because, let's face it, she's not in the best of shape. And I wish she'd work for Fallon because he's going to have you keep it tight.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then maybe we see the Statue of Liberty in one of these gowns that the friggin' starlets wear. And she, for the first time, is confident. And able to really go in and go, hey, Jimmy, I think I got an idea for a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you guys will go to the zoo.
We'll go to the zoo. We'll go to M&M World. We'll go anywhere.
Okay. And I know, you know, in between, you guys will do like ladders and like other little exercises and stuff just to like keep it.
Yeah, trust falls.
Yeah.
Or just kind of games that like keep. It's all about keeping up the fun, up the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when you're not having fun, the thing to do is go, let's have fun. And that makes you have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And I also do notice that if you aren't having fun or playing a game, sometimes the darkness can take hold and just grip you in its jaw and shake the life out of you and leave you bruised and bloodied. You know, at the bottom of a karaoke stage or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like dominoes.
Yeah,
let's play dominoes.
Let's fucking play domino.
Wow.
Yeah. Domino motherfucker.
But then I've noticed the guard at the zoo is sometimes chasing all of you.
With
for
a big giant net.
With a net. For you're doing so much monkey business, he thinks that you guys belong in the monkey cage.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that too is Jimmy kind of has like people all over the city that is on payroll, and so he'll pay the guard. It's like, hey, today chase Jen around with a net,
create a funny scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, create a funny scene and be like, can you believe that she was in a net? And
I wish I were that rich.
Oh, if I could put people on payroll to chase some of my friends with a net, forget it, and then they get put in a monkey cage for doing too much monkey business.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're having some fun. And then I don't have to think about maybe, you know, what is my life? What am I?
Right.
Like, it's so meaningless. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Childhood.
When you're not, you're not distracted enough and you think too much about breathing. And then your throat just kind of like closes up. The more you think about it, the harder it is to do.
And you don't want to do it.
And then your heart starts racing because you're not getting enough oxygen. And then you think, well, is that like, you know, am I having a heart, you know?
Yeah.
You just get dizzy.
No, I know. Yeah. And you go, holy shit, I'm dying. I'm really sick. First it's like, did I eat something? Then it's like, this isn't even about eating. This is like my body's turning off.
Mm-hmm.
And do I want it on?
Yes. Well, yeah, and it's
it
like,
even worth,
steer into the skin? Yeah,
yes.
And just lean in and just let it all blink out. So you know, when something like that is going on, that's when I need somebody to go like, hey, slap bracelets and freaking just wind it around. And it's got a freaking dinosaur on it. And I'm like, okay, now I remember. Yeah, like, let's have fun.
Right.
And if they happen to be a freaking cute sweetie, I don't know, maybe that's okay too.
Yeah. Is Jimmy just talking, like, as you're going around, is he talking about just some of, like, the favorite pop cultural stuff of your shared childhood? like
you. Well, all it's kind that of, it's, that's sort of like your homework for the night is right. to come up with like hundreds of just memories of childhood of right. things that happened. Mm. California Dreams.
Yeah.
Like that would be my yes. assignment. To okay. just like think.
The stuff that he liked when he was a kid, like yeah. iCarly.
Exactly. That's my good place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
iCarly. Yeah. Freaking Zach right. and Cody.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything. The Sweet Life, baby.
Right. You
know? Yeah. SpongeBob. You know, yeah. Just like, stuff now that, we're adults.
That me and Jimmy grew up on, and now we can yes. finally sort of like look at SpongeBob with clear eyes.
Exactly.
And go like, hey, wasn't Patrick kind of a jerk?
There's layers to it that you discover when
you're
back.
An adult.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
some of this adult, shit yeah. we watched when we were kids was so fucked up.
It's crazy.
And you just go like, we show this to kids?
It's crazy.
It's like, I'm sorry, but that gummy berry juice?
Yeah. Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wizards of Waverly Place? Is that okay? Well, Pretty Little Lies.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Kevin, will you sit?
Kevin, can you sit, please?
And then just like a normal way.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Thanks for having me.
Now, Kevin, you were very excited to have Jen here.
Yeah, I couldn't mm-hmm. wait.
Because of a book that you're reading.
I am. Okay. I'm reading Creative Quest, Questlove's new book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you, you know, heard of it?
I have heard of it. Cool. Yeah. Questlove is, you know, in the family.
Yeah. So, like, are you friends with him?
I mean, again, it's less of like a friends thing and more just like cousin Questlove.
She just said they're in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some family members that you're not friends with.
Yeah. This is all pre-written. Like, we have to sort of let him stick to his script, I think.
Yeah. Going through my notes. So I have a lot of the book, he's like talking about how he's friends with chefs and comedians.
Well, are you doing audiobook or
No, I'm reading the actual book.
Because I think audiobook is the way to do it. Because he's a musician.
Yeah.
So I think there's layers.
The
that you
rhythms
might be missing.
Of the language.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
He's actually recording it right now, according to his Instagram. He keeps showing how hard it is to like record an audiobook. He's like 4 hours in, 5 hours in, 6 hours in.
Yeah.
Does he need like a breathe right strip?
Yes.
I know sometimes you need that.
He should use one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're reading it. Are you liking it?
I do like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I read Mo Meta Blues, which was like his first one, I think.
So you're kind of like a fanatic.
Yeah, I'm a Quest head for sure.
Cool. That's cool.
So
are you on a Creative Quest?
Yes.
Oh, I just got it. Creative Quest.
He is Creative Quest. Yeah.
How far on the quest are you?
I would say the first lap.
Mm-hmm.
It feels
so if it's a lap, that
means
it's
on a track.
It's on a track.
Yeah.
So you, but then you're getting back to where you started.
That's what it feels like. So that's why I'm reading.
Kevin
the book.
Does these when he thinks of like a quest. He goes to like a high school,
college.
During,
don't go to
it's
high
not
schools.
A college. It's a high school, and during school hours, he will like run the track. He wants to like show them how far he can run.
Yeah. We've talked to Kevin a lot about some of these habits that he has.
These kids will be, like, running the mile, and he'll, like, jump into the group. He thinks that's, like, the best time to, like, kind of infiltrate a high school.
Yeah. Oh, like, during a gym class.
During the mile, it's all kind of, like, scattered. Everyone is, like, tired.
Right.
And stuff.
Well, and if you just have, I guess what he tells me is, if you have a bunch of different colored mesh shorts and a bunch of different colored t-shirts, you could basically blend in at any given gym class.
Yeah,
I mean,
any
it's pretty
high
standard.
So he'll see what the school colors are.
And then he'll pull those come in and on. He'll be like, "Sorry, I'm late. Let's race." And then a lot of times once they really get going and people start to seem a little gas, he'll go like, "Hey, you ever want to be like to run off the track?" And I guess it's sort of so coyotes have this method where they will go up, a single coyote will go up and befriend a dog and start playing with the dog and make the dog right. think it has a new friend. Then they will lure them deeper and deeper into the woods where there's a team of five or six coyotes waiting to then attack and outnumber the larger dog. I believe Kevin is trying something similar, where he wants you to think he's your gym class buddy, that it's fun to run with him. And when he gets you outside the track, all bets are off.
But then it is just Kevin at the end. There is no...
There's no other coyotes.
Oh, there's no other coyotes.
There's no team. Mm-mm.
Is it because you don't have enough mesh shorts and shirts to kind of outfit other people for your pack?
Yes, and I'm trying to, you know, new fashion ideas. So, like, the mesh stuff I think works for me. My friends say it doesn't, so that's why they don't join me. So that's why I run around
there's
the track.
There's nobody. There isn't, like,
there's no one who wants
this
to
conversation.
Do it with
you. Yeah,
I've watched you talk to. I've watched you talk to Dana about it a lot.
Yeah, so he's talking about the other people that work here when he says like my friend.
He's
all people
because
they spend enough time
is
with
him. Honestly talking about us and like Ryan.
Yeah,
Ryan.
And Ryan.
Yeah,
that's who he's talking about. Ryan. So
work friends are friends. Don't.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know more. I mean, I work with Jimmy, so I know that.
They're like my family. So
We're
all like a big group of friends.
Right.
So.
But a lot of them do. You realize a lot of them spend time together outside of this office.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then you're not included in that. Well, they do.
If you send.
They say they're busy.
If you have their phone number and you send them a text, like it's outside of work hours.
Yeah.
Will they respond?
No. But then I'll bring it up the next day, and then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I was having an issue with my phone. Like, I just got it. But they have their read receipts on, and I can see when they see it. So I don't know.
Right.
I'm trying, you know. That's my creative quest, I guess, to make friends. So
somebody says with the high school kids, too, that it's like a friendship thing.
Yeah.
He's trying to lure them into a place where he can, like—
Have a really close friend.
Yeah.
To me, it just doesn't seem savory.
No.
Mm.
And it's a lot of him getting,
like,
caught at the fence. So, like, even if he gets the kid, like, to go off the track with him, he'll, like, get to the fence. And then, like, as he's, like, trying to hop the fence, then, like, the coach is kind of, like, on to what he's doing.
And
the coach is so fast, obviously.
So the coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be the fastest one.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a really good policy that they've instated at a lot of these schools, that in order to be a coach, you have to be faster than every student.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't learn from someone who isn't better than you.
Well, exactly. It's like Jimmy wouldn't work on my show. You know what I mean?
No. He wouldn't.
It is funny to think of it.
But if I worked on Jimmy's, boy, that'd be the good place. Kevin, you've been saying that you think Earwolf is the good place to work.
I do, yeah.
So you got a little bit of a bone to pick.
Yeah, because, I mean, I obviously have a bias. I just got a promotion, so it does feel like the best place to work.
This happened, like, a long time ago now.
Okay.
It starts on Monday, though, like, officially, so I have, like, an extra pep in my step.
Who are they bringing in? Who's the new Kevin?
They're still, they're interviewing people right now, so... Kind of doing both in the meantime.
Who's your horse? You got your money on a sweet little filly. Your horse, Kev?
Colin's doing the interviewing, so it's kind of up to him.
And your horse is?
We'll find out. Maybe next week.
That's not how you.
Chaz.
I go to friggin' racetrack, and it's like, I go, I'd like to place a bet. They go, on which horse? I go, I'll tell you after the race.
That's a good.
Hey, I wish it worked that way, man. I'd have a couple extra shekels in my pocket. Yeez, oh my.
I was picturing a Chaz. There are a few things I know about this person once they eventually get the job, given the hiring practices here.
There's a couple things I know for sure,
Yeah.
They will be a white guy.
Yep.
They will have...
Huge comedy fan.
They will have Kevin/Ryan's haircut.
Yeah.
They will really be interested in comedy. They will be around UCB 301.
Wilco fan?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
They're going to be into Wilco. And And all of the, what, handsome furs or?
Yeah, the handsome furs.
Golden smog. What's the other? Aren't there's a few other side projects, right?
Loose fur.
Loose fur. That's what it is. Loose fur.
Loose fur.
They'll be into loose fur.
Uncle Tupelo.
They'll love Uncle Tupelo. You know, they will have mixed feelings about Jay Farrar, of course.
Of course. They'll have seen the doc. They'll have opinions on the doc.
Oh, yes. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll have some weird feelings about the doc and What Do You Say About Jay Bennett, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Was that, would that have just happened regardless?
Well, so interesting when you really look at, did Jeff look at Jay Bennett and say, this is me and Uncle Tupelo.
Wow.
And I now am Jay Farrar.
Wow.
And I'm having to make some of the same decisions that he did.
That's crazy.
You ever think about that?
Not in that order of the words.
Mm-hmm. But now it's all you can think about. Yeah, Jeff must have seen some of himself in Jay, huh? Got to write one song on this album, two, three songs on the next album. All of a sudden, it's like, I'm not going to be part of a two-headed band.
Yeah.
This is my fucking band. So now, got to kind of nip it in the bud, man, because that's what Jay didn't do. And ultimately, songs like Black Eye, songs like Gun. I mean, these are the songs that we remember. And Gun is probably Jay Farrar. But Black Eye's definitely Tweety.
Can I take us back to Jen's day?
Yeah.
It's showtime now. It's show night.
Yeah. We've just finished the newspapers.
You've read the newspapers. You haven't really done anything all day.
We haven't really
You went to the
anything.
Zoo and
Yeah,
M&M
we went to
World.
The zoo or the we took the Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah. M&M World.
But you didn't write anything for the show.
We haven't written anything.
And now it's time to do the show.
But that's the kind of energy that Jimmy wants going into the show.
Yes.
The sense of
he's like, okay, well, guess I'm gonna have to do it myself, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he
is there news breaking throughout the day as well? I mean, are you guys on Twitter looking at like the news that just came
constantly.
Out?
Yeah.
So it'll be like he'll be like, "Oh my God, Prince died,"
yes.
And then he'll just be like, "Hey, somebody get me a big fish tank full of Skittles I can jump into," you know?
Yeah, and he's sort of because we put our phones in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day.
Oh, no phone policy.
No phone policy.
Yeah.
So Jimmy has the phone back. So he's kind of like doling out the information to us.
Wow.
Prince died. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Tom Petty died.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everyone on that stage.
Yeah.
If and you so, remember. Remember that stage?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it is showtime. We haven't written anything. And it's just kind of like,
holy shit.
Holy shit.
Is there going to be a show?
Is there going to be a show?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen Studio 60, but it's that energy. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly that energy.
Yeah.
Going into showtime.
Okay. So he's kind of like, well, guess I'm going to need my suit.
Yep.
And it's your job to go like, put together, the writers have to like find the different parts of the suit and
we kind of
sort of a suit scavenger hunt.
It's a suit scavenger hunt, and then you're kind of in charge of your item for pressing.
Yes. Okay,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was Ty. I was Ty.
Pressed
I was
Ty.
In charge of Ty, and you work your way up.
Yeah.
When you start, you're like I'm unsoft,
and you have to dry the tie off sometimes
because
you'll
tie
find
off.
It's soaked in a whiskey bottle or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be like or yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It'll be like it'll be like in a slinky all like like kind of twisted in a slinky and you have to undo it, but then it's good because the slinky's like, should we do something with this?
Yes
thank you. Yes, that's so cool how organic some of that stuff is. And is it someone's job to see if Justin Timberlake is around?
Yeah, there's one writer who's just kind of on JT watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of in charge of like, is he in the vicinity? Is he in Manhattan? Is he in, you know?
Yeah.
And if he
is he filming Wonder Wheel? Is,
right,
is that
right.
nearby?
Is he,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Is Woody Allen shooting? Because
like,
if Woody's shooting,
yeah, JT
he gets
there.
JT. Mm-hmm. But if he's not, then we get JT.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a drop-in policy with him.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
If he wants to drop in.
That movie was tough on Fallon's show a little bit because as much as it is The Good Place, when you don't have JT, and you also can't get your hands on Jim Belushi for like a whole month or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that's a body blow.
It's tough.
I mean, because, yeah.
And that weighs on Jimmy because then he knows it's all on him.
Mm-hmm. Time to strap this show to my back and
exactly,
carry it up the mountain.
Weight of the world kind of.
Mm-hmm. Carried up the rock.
You know, Sisyphus mm-hmm. pushing the rock.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, JT is pretty around.
Juno yes. Temple?
Juno Temple, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure which, I don't know,
Juno Temple.
Yeah.
Well, there's kind of a hierarchy. It's like JT, Justin Timberlake, Juno Temple, Justin Theroux. Who is around?
Jesse Tyler Ferguson. You know, so there's a couple.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a couple.
One of them's going to show.
One of them's going to be around. But you want JT, you know.
Yeah.
T.
JTT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you, I mean.
Yeah, that's what my kids watch growing
from
up.
From your lips to, you know.
Apparently my kids were big fans of his.
Your kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. So once the suit is together,
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of like everyone's got it. You're in the dressing room. It's kind of everyone is, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tense. You got any rituals to relax? You throw up or anything?
Yeah, the first few years, it would be kind of like violent throwing up.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're
as hard as you can.
As hard as I can.
Casually throwing up.
Now it's more like, this is the process.
Yes.
You know, this is what you do.
I'm going to do a quick throw up and then maybe, you and me get in a freaking quick game of ping pong.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw the old hacky sack around. Mm-hmm.
Right, I know that Questlove meditates because of the book. Do you ever meditate with him?
That's a huge, I mean, to be asked to meditate with him is a huge, that's kind of when you know you've made it at the show, and I haven't gotten to that, but mm-hmm. I hope to one day, yeah.
Does it ever, what I would be nervous about if your body is, like, trained to throw up in that moment, that you're going to be meditating with Questlove and then, like, throw up?
Yeah,
and that, I can't name names, but that has happened.
That does happen.
Is
he cool about that or?
No,
he gets mad.
Yeah. That is kind of one. You'll see a name in the credits and then next week you won't see the name.
Yeah, that's somebody who threw
up. Does he say in the book that he's mean?
No.
Mm.
It's edited out.
Mm.
Oh, you know, but you know it's edited out.
It was in a, like a book.
Oh, it's redacted, kind of like
that. Yeah, or someone said underneath, like, hey, I'm adding footnotes. Like,
someone else did that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a secret footnote soldier. Wow.
He's a lieutenant.
Oh, what? What?
He's a
Kevin, what?
He's a lieutenant. He's a...
What?
Like a kind of soldier. He heard soldier.
Yeah, so
it's like I know, but what the fuck are you talking about? What does that mean?
Like,
Kevin.
He got promoted. In the first book, he was a soldier. He was a footnote soldier.
What? In the first book?
And
oh, my God. Kevin, we have a guest. Jen Statsky from the fucking Good Place, Jimmy Fallon's show.
This is tonight's
show with Jimmy Fallon. The Good Place, frankly, the great place.
Mm-hmm.
Is here.
The best place.
And you're doing friggin', he's a lieutenant?
Thanks for coming, Jen. We're really happy to have you.
Sorry.
No, it's my pleasure.
And it's like me and my friends here.
I guess Questlove carries a bunch of like hard drives with him when he goes to record stores to like, I don't know if he's showing off that he has a lot of music. Like, have you ever seen that? Has he ever come into like Fallon with like a bunch of hard drives of music?
Yeah, he has a ton of hard drives that he's just mm-hmm. kind of carrying around from place to place, and then assistants 1 through 6 carrying them.
Wait, what does he do with them at the store?
That's what I'm confused about. Like, why is he bringing them to a record store? Like,
he doesn't say that in the book.
No,
he says that he has them, but he doesn't say
why.
Did that get
redacted? Is that like okay? So I'm here at the record store with the hard drives, and then it's just all blacked out. After
did the
that?
Lieutenant have anything to say about that?
No.
Kevin.
This is the person who cuts my hair. She used to work at a record store. And she said...
Whoa.
What?
I'm sorry.
He said this is the person who cuts my hair, and then he pointed at a ghost, basically. Go ahead. So this isn't in the book.
No, this is just something I've heard about him, that when he goes to record stores, he brings a bunch of hard drives, like those like orange pack cases with hard drives in them, and he like buys like a dozen records. And I guess he brings those hard drives with him like everywhere he goes.
And this is in the book, or this is the person who cuts his hair?
No, I should have clarified.
The ghost who always has to do with Kevin is just unpack the lies. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I'll tell you one thing. Somebody who cuts hair is not friends with Questlove.
No, she's
not. Because his hair is very big and long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a huge hole in the story.
That would basically be his greatest enemy if they were trying to cut his hair.
Maybe she was lying. She worked at a record store and saw him there all the time.
I think she's coming from a place of, like, anger because he doesn't cut his hair, and that's a direct affront to her business and what she does.
And so she's making up devastating hard drive story.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to completely discredit him. Because when I first heard it, I thought, oh, I'm not going to be able to take this guy seriously anymore. Got hard drives? But now that I consider the source a little bit...
That's what she wants.
Mm-hmm. It's smart. It's a smart plan. It's better than Kevin's plan at the high school track, I'll tell you what. Now, what time is it? Are we done?
I don't know. Ryan?
It's 12:16.
Okay, but when did we
start? How long have we been recording?
55 minutes.
Long.
That's good.
Long.
That's good. Lot of juice.
That's good.
That's good.
We have time for four plugs.
Okay, what do you want to plug?
Your top four.
Who's
things.
Guesting this week?
Let's just go Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, come on and hit me with it. Who's going to be on the couch?
Okay. Monday, mm-hmm. We got Rebecca Black.
Jimmy's got Rebecca Black.
Black. On Monday, though.
On Monday. That's how we're starting off.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, Noam Chomsky.
Tuesday, Noam comes by to chew the fat with Jimmy.
Thursday. Wednesday, we're off. Nice.
Wednesday.
No show.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Wednesday, we're just kind of taking the day.
Catch some Z's Wednesday. They've earned it.
Thursday, we have... A skip it?
A skip it.
Thursday, Jimmy trips. He doesn't quite fall. And then he laughs. It says that was awesome.
And then where are we at? Oh, my God.
That was Thursday.
That's Thursday. And then Friday, I assume you're taking off as well.
No, Friday.
That's the Wednesday show you're doing on Friday.
We're gonna do the Wednesday show on Friday.
Okay,
but it's kind of like it's as if it's Wednesday.
Oh, nice!
Wow, it's just a normal Wednesday show.
Yeah,
on Friday.
Yeah,
and who's the guest?
Jeff Galuli.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.